This is Akashvani, the news read by Hageani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government has given the same priority to people, economy and innovation, as much priority as has given to infrastructure and industries in investment. Addressing a post-budget webinar on employment through video conferencing today, Mr. Modi said the vision of investment in people stands on three pillars: education, skill and health care. He said today people can see how India's education system is going through a huge transformation after several decades. Mr. Modi said the themes of the webinar, investing in people, economy and innovation, define the roadmap of Viksit Bharat. Employment generation has been one of the key focus areas of the government. Driven by the vision of the Prime Minister, the government has taken multiple steps to promote job growth and create greater avenues for employment. Minister of State for Panchayati Raj, Professor S.P. Singh Baghel, and Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare, Anupriya Patil, today launched the model women-friendly Gram Panchayat initiative of Ministry of Panchayati Raj at a national convention in New Delhi. This initiative is a part of the Ministry's International Women's Day 2025 celebrations. The primary objective of the initiative is to establish at least one model women-friendly Gram Panchayat in each district. It will serve as a beacon for gender-sensitive and girl-friendly governance practices. Five senior officials, including the Delhi Divisional Railway Manager, additional DRM and Assistant Security Commissioner of the Railway Protection Force, have been transferred. This comes in the backdrop of the stampede at the New Delhi Railway Station. On the 15th of last month, 18 passengers lost their lives and 15 were injured after passengers rushed to board Prayagraj-bound trains to visit the Mahakumbh. In Jharkhand, three CRPF jawans have been severely injured in an IED blast in the West Singhbhum district today. SP Ashutosh Shekhar has confirmed the incident and said the forces were out on a search operation since this morning. Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya has said that innovation, inclusivity, sustainability and trust forms the core of India's guiding principles towards tech governance. Speaking at the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, Spain, Mr. Sindhya highlighted the success of Aadhaar and BharatNet in serving every citizen of the country. The Defence Bioengineering and Electromedical Laboratory, a Bengaluru-based lab under the Defence Research and Development Organisation, has successfully conducted high-altitude trials of the indigenous onboard oxygen-generating system-based integrated life support system for the LCA Tejas aircraft. In an effort towards studying the causes of gastric cancer and its prevention, Arunachal Pradesh's Minister for Health, Bioram Wage, has launched a gastric cancer epidemiology and risk study at Gyatitaka General Hospital at Zero yesterday. On the occasion, the minister also launched the four-day gastric cancer screening program. The gastric cancer screening program is being organized by Dr. B. Barua Cancer Institute, Guwahati, in association with the State Cancer Society of Arunachal Pradesh, Nahalagan, and Gyatitaka General Hospital, Zero. All borders of the Union Territory of Chandigarh have been sealed and police forces have been deployed to stop the march of protesting farmers. This action comes as the Samyukta Kisan Morcha, along with other farmer unions, has called for a week-long protest in Chandigarh starting today to press for their demands. Superintendent of Chandigarh Police, Gitanjali Khandelwal, has said that all borders leading to the city have been barricaded. She added that no arrests have been made so far. However, checking is still going on. The total coal production from captive and commercial mines for the financial year 2024-25 has reached over 167 million tons as of February this year. This represents over 32% year-on-year increase compared to the 126 million tons during the same period. The Coal Ministry said the coal dispatch has also witnessed a significant surge. The Ministry further said it is ensuring a stable and uninterrupted coal supply to key sectors such as power, steel and cement. The Indian stock market witnessed strong buying in the early morning today. The BSE Sensex opened upside at 73,005 and touched an intraday high of 73,933, logging an intraday gain of around 900 points. The Sensex is trading at 666 points higher at 73,658. The Nifty also witnessed an uptick, rising 259 points to 22,341 when reports last came in. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.